Guys, everyone loves Wordles. I'm now getting stopped by people who say, hey, you know that segment Wordles? You do? I've got one. Now, if you're not familiar with what Wordles are word hurdles. So the classic is, and a lot of people struggle with specifically. So whenever they know they've got to use the word specific, that you know how you get that mild anxiety attack and you go, that word I'm going to use, and then you go, specifically. Or you don't do that. But we love hearing your word hurdles. So 13, 10, 16.
Yeah.
Get involved.
Had a problem with one actually during another popular segment that we do. Are You Smarter Than? There's been a lot of cross promotion.
You've crammed this segment.
Anyway.
Yeah, what's going on?
She had a problem with this word. No, I've just got this lying around.
An assaultion.
Oh,
what?
Come on.
Dog.
A what?
She said a dog.
Dog is incorrect. The question, what
no,
a mess.
Right. No,
I can't bring that thing.
She just spilled the water everywhere. This is one of the worst episodes of Are You Smarter Than in
hey,
recent.
But you know what?
Couldn't say Alsatian. Can't say Alsatian.
Yeah, but,
simple.
Oh, no,
on.
Of course I can say Alsatian. What Byron's done is misunderstood. That is not a wordle. That's just a fumble. No, like a fumble's one. It's not like what's a word you've once in your lifetime fumbled over. Because I can
right?
say Alsatian.
Oh, wow, that's annoying.
I've got wordles, and you know I've got wordles. And one of them is the month that has just passed.
Oh, that's right.
And I constantly say Feb in Feb. I never say. And now I'm actually freaking out because I've got to
February.
Think to myself how this plays out.
February.
So you got
so you
that
got
as well. That's
go,
not
mate.
A wordle either.
No,
well, you've been a lot of fun
to...
in this segment, haven't you?
Yeah.
With all your examples of you just nailing it. Well
okay,
done.
I've got another wordle. No, I haven't.
13, 10, 60 Radio. With a word that you can't say, as opposed to FIFA, just saying lots of words really well.
You know, well
what
has
happened
anyone
here?
Else in this studio got an example of a wordle?
No. I pronounce everything right.
Okay, here we go. There's another tennis player I really struggle with.
Rafa.
Not
watch
Roger
her get
Federer.
It right. Watch her get it right.
Not Roger Federer.
I know
okay,
the player's Rafael
you know
Nadal.
It's...
I know that's the player.
Okay, so Rafael Nadal.
Okay, she's still at least stuffed that up.
Okay.
That's good.
Hey, call in if you want to ask Fee what else she nails.
Or with your wordles, which was the original plan. 13, 10, 60. We'll come back to your calls next.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Wordles are the words that, it's not that you can't say them, it's that you have an anxiety panic attack before they come in. Because, and they can be easy words, but it's just that you know you've almost got a mental block with them and you'll get them wrong.
I used to always say cordial.
Cordial.
Right, cordial. And Lulu can't say chicken. She says chicken.
That's cute.
Just can't get chicken out. Chicken.
But that's cute.
That's a wordle, is it? Or not? Chicken? She can't get chicken.
She can't do it exactly right. No, it's better than what Fee's examples were in the last break, if I've got to be honest. At least they were
so
off
not
the
a
word.
No, I'm trying to think. It's not a word because it's not wrong. It's just she's very cutely doing a sh, not a ch. Wordle's more that the word itself is all messed up.
Chicken.
Yep. No, it is. It's good. Alex from Diamond Creek. Hi, Alex.
Save us.
Hi.
Alex, what's your wordle?
I can't say cutlery.
What? Sorry?
What?
Cutlery? Like knives and forks? Yeah.
Cutlery.
Yeah, that's... it's not my word.
No, it sounds good. It sounds like you're a pirate. I need me curry. I need me plate, me bowl for me curry.
Cutlery. That's so good. I
chicken.
Love that.
Actually.
Dave,
oh, you got to let it go. Actually, if you
Alsatian.
Not a word or.
What's that? Next caller!
Karen from Werribee. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Karen, what's your wordle?
Shvosky.
Shvosky?
Yeah, sure.
Is that...
You know, the crystals.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a composer.
Oh, the brand of jewellery.
The brand,
yeah,
of,
yeah.
No, the brand of crystals.
Swarovski.
That's it.
Swarovski.
I cannot say it, and I wear it all the time, and everyone gives me heaps because I can't say it.
That's fair enough. That is a bit difficult.
Could you
Swarovski.
Wear something different?
So let's role play it right now. I see you with your lovely crystals on, and I say, Karen, wow, what brand are they? What make is that?
That's the one that starts with S and ends in sky.
There we
oh.
go. Way around it.
It's a shame. I was hoping she'd muck it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she's from the Fee Box School of I'm getting around this to make sure it's not good radio.
Sarah from Ringwood. Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
Good, Sarah. What's your wordle?
It's marinara or
marinara. Marinara?
I can't say it.
You can't? You really can't say it?
No, I can't say it.
Marinara. That's outstanding.
What is it?
Marinara.
What is
you know
that?
The seafood?
Yeah.
The...
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Was I not saying it?
No, no, no. I just, without a context, it's just a weird sounding thing. Marinara.
Seafood dish.
What? Have you got a disease? Yeah, I caught some marinara when I was in Papua New Guinea.
Just a big thank you to Sarah, Karen, Alex, because that was exactly how Wordles was supposed to go.
Good
Everything
stuff.
We did it before as a collective group in the studio was wrong.
Okay, 20 past seven.
A collective group! Why do we get dragged down with you?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Richard Wilkins has a son, Christian Wilkins, and a lovely guy. When I was doing the entertainment for Sunrise,
clang.
I used to travel a lot. You're not going to do another clang? Anyway, and I used to see Dickie
just
Wilkins.
Setting up a story.
Push on.
Thank you, Fev. So I used to travel a lot with Dickie because he'd be with the Today Show, I'd be with Sunrise, and we'd meet overseas at various places. And he was always lovely, lovely. And sometimes he brought his son, Christian, and Christian's a great guy. Anyway, he was being interviewed the other day, and he may have inadvertently let slip that his dad had had a fling with a Hollywood star. And I hadn't even heard this rumour, let alone needed it confirmed. But apparently there was a rumour getting around that Richard had, some stage, had a dalliance with Eva Mendes.
Oh, wow. So you've got a fair bit in common, you two.
What? I haven't had a rendezvous with Eva Mendes.
No, but Hollywood stars.
Sure.
Anyway, so he was asked about that in the interview, and he said, what was his actual comment? Oh, he said, I didn't even actually realise that was public knowledge. So there you go. So that
And the host
like
have gone, well, it wasn't until you just confirmed that it now is public knowledge.
It seems like he's let that slip.
Wow. Now, look, this is interesting, guys, because
kids that dropped you in.
When you have a child that speaks publicly, and it doesn't always work out well, and it's... It seems as though we've got a call here from Fifi's daughter, Trixie, which is interesting.
Well, she wouldn't let anything slip. There's nothing to let slip, by the way.
Well played, Fiona.
Hello, darling. What do you want?
Well, what do you mean, what do I want? The premise was just set up. I think we all know where this is headed.
Why? Well, no, we don't. You know nothing.
Anyway, Fiona, I have started to put together a tell-all book that will blow people's minds apart about the crazy times you spent in a little place called Los Angeles. Now, excuse me, button monkey, but I do have some music for my initial reading, Dwarf to One of Out of the Box.
It's Byron, but okay, Trixie, sure, let's change your music.
Oh, isn't it nice? Here we are. I'll set the scene. This is the first paragraph. The year was 2010. Everyone was tooting their vuvuzelas and watching YouTube with none of those stupid ads that pop up beforehand. As a side note, yes, of course, we always want to skip those ads. No one wants to sit through the longer than the 5-second booklet. Anyway, where was I? What a time to be alive. Everyone was carefree and a young Fiona Box was partying hard in LA. After lying to the bouncer that she was the performer Kesha, she found herself in the back of the notorious Viper Room in downtown Hollywood. There, after a few Wasabi and Vodka fire engines, she found herself in a passionate embrace with a certain former member of NSYNC. Oh, hang on a second. No, actually, that reads wrong, doesn't it? That makes it sound like you hooked up with Justin Timberlake. Mum just passed that fat one called Joey. Yeah. What do you guys reckon? Because that's
happened.
The first draft. I've still got
Never
heaps
happened.
More to go through.
What, on air?
Like, you know that time in the late 90s when you hooked up with Drasic from Heartbreak High? Remember
didn't,
that one?
Didn't. He was cute though, Drasic.
I know. You showed me the photos.
What?
I'm silly mama.
No. No.
Really?
I like Drasic though.
Okay.
There's heaps more, guys, but to be honest, this radio break's gone far too long. So peace out, bitches.
See ya.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Cringing for Bella Hadid this morning. You know Bella Boys, 20-year-old
Bella, yep.
Supermodel sister to Gigi.
Gigi Hadid.
Zayn Malik's girlfriend. Yep. Good. See, Fev, you're all across it.
Good on you, mate.
Dave's looking at me very confused. But anyway, Bella, hot chick, model, walking down the runway.
Oh, bro,
yesterday.
That's all you need to say. Hot chick model, got it. Bro, cut to the chase.
Okay, she's over in Paris. Oh, another thing, guys, you're probably not across. It's Paris Fashion Week. So she's over there. She's performing in the H&M show. She's about to walk down the catwalk. Guess who they've hired to be the music act for her walk?
Her ex.
Her ex, The Weeknd. There he is performing his new single, Nothing Without You.
Not the. He's a great bloke, though.
Anyway, he, we all now know, is dating Selena Gomez.
Nice.
So Bella unfollowed Selena Gomez on social media.
Wow, chat by
they unfollowed each other. and he's moved on. And why I feel for poor Bella is she only revealed recently in an interview that this breakup with The Weeknd, she said, it was my first breakup and so public. As an outsider, you might think I handled it well, but it's always in your heart and you always feel it very heavily. It's been really hard. Heartbreak. I remember my first breakup. That's awful. But what's even worse, so picture this. There's The Weeknd. He's performing
his
song. She
should have done it on the weekday.
She's walking down the catwalk and she's like, right, I want to show him what he's missing. I'm not going to look at him. I don't care. Bang, tripped over, fell. Oh Bella, so embarrassing. That's in front of your ex.
I know. I'm spewing that it's on this weekend because after my modelling performance 2 days ago, I'm surprised I didn't get a little call up to Paris Fashion Week.
Buffhead sunglasses.
Oh, Buffhead.
But I can empathise because, and speaking of even first love, I remember embarrassing myself in front of
us.
My first boyfriend.
An ex is the topic.
I don't like bringing
What's
him
his
up.
Name in any context?
Not a chance. Anyway, so how is this? We broke up, heartbroken. And about a year later, I still hadn't moved on. It was like, and I was like 19. It was a Friday night and everyone's out, nightclubs, whatever. And I'm like sad, alone at home by myself, eating chocolate and pizza. And it was about 1 a.m. and I was like, I really want ice cream.
That's a big night for you.
Thank you. And I went, I'm going to go to the 7-Eleven around the corner. So I've gone to...
This just gets bigger this night.
Yeah. Oh, what's happening now? You're crazy.
I've gone to the 7-Eleven around the corner and I was like, it's 1 a.m. I didn't care. Pajamas, Ugg boots, hair a mess, whatever, no makeup. Walked into the 7-Eleven, got a tub of ice cream, not just an ice cream, a whole tub out of the freezer, walking up to the counter. My ex and three of his cool mates on their way from a club to another club walked in, dressed to the nines, looking amazing. And there I was. I was so embarrassed because we all know that when you see your ex, when they've dumped you and you're heartbroken, you want to look your best. Yeah. You want them to go, why'd I let her go? It was so embarrassing.
Fee, rookie manoeuvre, if I've got to be honest. You find yourself in that situation and go, just picking this up for Daz. He's back at my joint. What? It's me.
You need a day there to help you.
This is not the sweetest thing I'll be having tonight.
13, 10, 60. Did you embarrass yourself in front of your ex? Yeah. Was it humiliating? Share it. It might be cathartic to talk about the experience.
How did you go when you got home from the 7-Eleven with that tub of ice cream?
I reckon I ate it in 5 minutes. Downed it.
We'll take your calls after this.
Look where you are now. Look where he is. Whatever. Who's winning?
We'll take the calls after the break.
Okay.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Bella Hadid, the poor thing. She's fallen down. She's over in Paris Fashion Week. She's in a big show. Unfortunately, the organisers have booked her ex-boyfriend to be the entertainment. So he's off singing his new single, The Weeknd, that's who it is, and Bella's walking down the catwalk in front of him and trips, embarrasses herself in front of an ex. And this happens, it's humiliating. Sarah from Dandenong. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Really well. Sarah, have you embarrassed yourself in front of an ex?
Yes, I went horse riding. So my ex and I broke up. He's a country guy and I'm a city gal. I'm still friends with all of, like, we all have mutual friends, and I went horse riding with him. Never been horse riding before, and the horse leant over and I started to flip over, but my shirt got caught on the saddle and it ripped the whole thing off. And I was left bra out in front of everyone.
Oh, you're kidding. That is embarrassing, but maybe also it might not have swayed him into wanting you back.
Yeah, actually, you're welcome, yeah.
That's so true. It looks like your dream diary just came true in front of you.
7:59 on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Fifi's Footy Flock.
Well, AFL Women's is absolutely massive. More huge games this weekend. And Fife, young girls can now dream of being footy stars. And you got right behind this.
Yes, I did. Because, as I said a few weeks ago, because I, being a little bit older than some of the girls playing, I missed my chance to be a professional AFL player. And that's what I wanted to do when I was little. But I was told then that, no, girls couldn't play footy. So I thought the next best step is to be a coach. So if I could put together my own little team, and I got a team together, a gorgeous group of girls, Georgia, Darcy, Sydney, Phelan, Lottie and Michaela. And we met yesterday after our first training session. As I said, I just thought we could turn up at Witten Oval, but I found out before that, no, you had to book it. Whatevs.
You just said first training session.
Yeah.
Is there going to be another one?
Well, wait till you hear how it went. So instead, I took the girls to JJ Holland Park in South Kensington, which is more of a cricket oval, but it doesn't matter. And I was joined by the gorgeous Brooke, Kate and Nicole, all Western Bulldogs players who are phenomenal athletes.
There's nothing wrong with training on a cricket oval, Fief. Do you know what the MCG is?
See?
Ah, good point. Very
good defense. It's a cricket ground.
Good point. You're right.
You really treated the girls then.
I did. You're right, I did. And there we were. And Byron, he came along. To be honest, I needed a lift there.
I didn't see Byron.
Well, interesting. Listen out for Byron's very special role. Okay, ladies, now let's get the information. We're a team. We're a footy team.
How exciting is this? We are joined by Kate, Nicole and Brooke, and these are actual bona fide players. Nicole, what were you thinking? If you were to start coaching the team right now, would you start with a pep talk?
Yes, yep, pep talk. Definitely pep talk.
And then we go into some drills.
Oh, yep. We do a bit of warm-up.
Excellent. Warm-up. Okay.
Yeah,
warm-up. Okay,
girls.
Here we go.
No
okay, guys, we are Fifi's 44. Who are we?
Fifi's 44.
Yeah. What do we want to do?
Play footy?
Yes. Yep, we can do that. We can do all sorts of things. What we're going to do is we're going to go for a quick run around. Well, that oval's really big, so let's not run around that. What about just this little area? Yeah. We're a footy team of girls.
We're a footy team of girls.
We're going to give this footy thing a whirl.
We're going to give this footy thing a whirl.
We're going to run out and dominate.
We're going to run out and dominate.
And if we don't, we'll be really late.
And if we don't, we'll be really late.
Atrocious.
Okay, so what we're going to do is handballing. So put the ball in the opposite hand that you are. And then we're going to do a thing called the elephant trunk. You wind it up like a big elephant trunk, and then...
Okay, rocketed at a small child.
Okay, so let's mix it up a bit. I think it's time to start kicking. We are going to practice kicking goals. Now, this has been a lifelong dream of mine, George. I've always wanted to be a full forward. I've been a Bulldogs fan since... are you familiar with Kelvin Templeton?
No.
Simon Beasley? No. Dougie Hawkins?
No.
Okay, I've dreamt of this moment. So to share this moment with you guys is just so much, means so much to me.
Okay, so she's lining up.
I'm going for the goals, guys. Now, this is off my left foot. Now, watch the action here. I'm going to drop the ball and then kick it. So drop the ball.
And that's gone way to the left.
We scored. It's good.
Nicole, how'd you rate that kick?
Horrible.
Yeah, just probably your ball drop. Yeah,
the ball drop.
Yeah.
Did you like the ball drop? Because I thought that was a nice new technique.
Yeah, it's a new technique. Yeah. You can try it.
You can do it.
Oh! A lovely straight kick, much better than Fiona's. Oh! Beautiful kick. Beautiful.
I just get in. Just a little bit of... I just want to have a quick word with my team for a second. Girls, how do you get it so high? How do I do that?
Put more power in your foot.
Yeah, like, what's your technique, Georgia? Because I want to do it like you were doing it too.
Thanks.
Yeah, Lottie, any tips for how I should kick?
Love hard hands.
I'm going to do the love hard hands. Michaela, you've got the aerodynamics of the ball when you kick it are outstanding. What's your technique?
I point my toe.
But I think it's important. You can always learn from the young. Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm the coach. Yay. Is everyone tired? How long till oranges? I've got a friend of mine and he has offered to be tackled by you. So you're familiar with Byron on our show?
Yeah.
Byron. He is here in the Fox mascot.
What does the Fox say?
A new career low point. This is rock bottom. It's a career low.
So here's Byron.
Does the Fox talk or does the Fox not talk?
I think the Fox should talk.
Okay, now
I thought your suit might have more padding, to be honest.
No, it's got no padding.
Oh, we're going to chant.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? I've got a good chant. Ready? Here we go. Hands in and follow me. Byron sucks! Excellent!
Yay! What's happened here?
Get that ball. 3, 2, 1, go! You can do it.
What's going on?
Get him,
girls! I've been in radio for 15 years.
Darcy's just asked me if she could do a specky over Byron.
Of course you can.
Let's get this run.
Big run.
Oh, specky.
Go!
This is rock bottom. It's a career low.
And now, before we close the training session, we're going to take this home with our song, okay?
Dogs of the West.
Woo!
Red and white and blue.
Woo!
We
What a great coaching technique of showing them what not to do so they don't make that mistake themselves.
Byron's never been more prominent.
I know, but Byron, you were a great
giant
team player.
Fox mascot costume.
You're getting very good at wearing mascot outfits. Never. Remember when I destroyed you when you were Siggy Swan? Yeah. Anyway, it was a great session. We're going to touch base with one of the girls next to find out how they thought I went as a coach. And I have a big announcement to make next.
Can I give you some feedback on your coaching?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think you were absolutely brilliant. You know why? Because you engage the kids and let them have their little say. Because when you're coaching a group of people, they've all got different ways they work. And if you let them think that they're half coaching,
that's good.
And then you facilitate back to them, they feel a part of it. But if you just dominate, they're like, I'm not going to play for her.
No, that's so
but
true.
But you really engage them. The way you did that.
Thank you, Fev.
How come we don't get that on air? How come we don't get that same thing on air?
Like, that's a pretty good point. Anyway, there is a video.
Hey, Fox Mill. Hey, Fox Boy.
I was about to give it the forward sell, because if anyone wants to see a man who's questioned all of his decisions leading up to that point, please go see the video of Byron in a fox suit. It is very good.
At one point, I got like kneed in the back by about a six-year-old.
That's
and
football.
She went hard.
I didn't, though. I was going to go and get a specky, and I decided that I wouldn't do that to
you. Thank you. The video is on Facebook. We'll come back and talk to some of the kids who were part of Fifi's footy flock for Priceline Pharmacy, proud co-major partner of the Western
Fifi
Bulldogs
Dave
women's
Fev
team.
And
it's
Byron.
The Fox.
Fifi's footy flock.
It is all the action on Facebook right now. Fifi Dave, Fev Byron from Fifi's footy flock. A huge day yesterday.
I won't lie. I had asked Jez, our brilliant audio engineer, to cut out the bit where I kicked a ball with my knee. But it is on Instagram now. So
that's a great video, Fifi.
That's great. I don't know how.
You couldn't have done that. If you tried 1,000 times, you couldn't have done that.
Because my knee got in the way of my foot.
And it went straight.
It was also a hand pass. That Fifa's hand pass. It was the fastest hand pass you've ever seen aimed at one of the little girl's heads.
But that was my first training session, and a big thank you to the Western Bulldogs players, Brooke Lachlan, Kate Tindall, Nicole Callanan. They were amazing, so inspirational. And also all the girls in my team, Georgia, Sydney, Phelan, Lottie, Michaela, and Darcy. We've got Darcy on the line from Sunbury. Hi, Darcy.
Hi.
Did you have fun in our training session, Darcy?
Yep.
Yep. Did you feel like you learnt a lot?
Yes.
Darcy's Fifi a good coach?
Yeah.
And what about the fox? Was he good?
Yeah.
Yes, Darcy, why did you knee me in the back when I was dressed as a mascot? It was a bit rough.
Just because.
Actually, that's you funny. Need to now invoice Byron for what we call shiatsu massage, okay? So you can make money out of that.
Now, Darcy, I'm so glad you're here because I do have a bit of an announcement to make about my footy team. What I learned, Darcy, yesterday was that what I had in front of me were six girls, and you know you were one of them, so talented, so much potential. And having the Bulldogs players there, Brooke, Kate, Nicole, I was watching the way they worked with you, and I just have to put my hand up and say, maybe I've been a bit premature in thinking I could be a coach, and you only deserve the best. So, Darcy, I'm sacking myself. I've decided that maybe coaching is something for me down the track. And I know you're playing for Rupert's Wood at the moment and you're doing a great job there with great coaches. So, Darcy, you can take some of those skills back to your club. And as a special parting gift and to help you, encourage you with your future, I'm giving you and all the girls yesterday who were playing, you're getting the uniform, the team uniform, the jersey, the shorts, the socks, a Fox beach towel. Grab some of those. We've got awesome beach towels, guys. A hat, a pink Sharon football so you can kick it around, and some portable goalposts so you can practice at home. And they're the first ever retractable footy goalposts for kids, and they're available at posthigh.com.au. I was working hard on this yesterday, guys. And wait for it, Darcy. I'm giving you all $100 pocket money.
Thank you.
There you go. You've got $100 to spend, Darcy, whatever you want, okay?
Okay.
Mummy and Daddy might put it in your piggy bank, but you never know.
And those goalposts made by Jeff White, an old Melbourne player.
They're great, right? Those posts.
Yes, yes.
So you can have a kick in the backyard with those posts, Darcy.
Okay.
Good work.
You're gorgeous.
And Fee, good on you for paying like above you know, the counter. You do any of those under table payments, it turns out pretty bad for AFL clubs. So just.
And we also would like to thank not only all our mates there at posthigh.com.au. They are great posts. What about Priceline Pharmacy? Proud co-major partner of the Western Bulldogs women's team and great partners with Fifi's.
And can I say a big thank you to Priceline Pharmacy for coming on board. I had to get a sponsor at the last minute and they were like, Fee, you're putting together a girls team. We are right behind you.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We don't hear enough from Oprah anymore. I miss Oprah. I miss my Oprah fix. I grew up watching Oprah in the middle of the day, knowing what she thought about everything. But anyway, she has been in an interview where she was asked whether or not she'd ever consider running to be president.
I actually never thought that that was, I never considered the question even a possibility. I just thought, oh.
Right, because it's clear that you don't need government experience to be elected president of the United
States,
right?
I thought, oh, gee, I don't have the experience. I don't know enough. I don't know. And now I'm thinking, oh.
All right.
She's thinking,
on point.
Yeah, she could have a crack. I reckon she's a fair chance. Now, of course, we always have a direct line to the President of the United States, and we welcome here on the show to talk about this, Oprah's declaration there. Hello, Mr. Trump.
Trumpy-bumpy at your service.
That's new. Mr. Trump, have you heard that you've inspired Oprah to think about running for president like you did?
Well, Missy, it makes sense. It really does. I'm an inspiration. I inspire many people. That's what I do. I mean, so many people are coming up to me saying, you inspire me to now truly know that anyone, no matter how unqualified or inept, can be president. It's great.
But Mr. Trump, if Oprah does run in the next election, don't you think there might be a possibility that she could beat you?
Cute. Okay. I don't think so, Missy.
But why? Do you not think she's good enough?
No, because I'm going to outlaw voting when I finally become dictator.
But seriously, Mr. Trump, I mean, she's very popular. She's Oprah.
Oh, come on. She's not as popular as the T-Man. Come on.
Well, I mean, that's questionable. She does have 10 T-Man. Million more Twitter followers than you.
Okay, that's not a big thing, Donald. You probably paid for him. That's cool.
And her TV show, I mean, you've both been TV stars, routinely rated over 15 million more viewers than your TV show, The Apprentice, ever did. 15 million.
Okay, Donald, it's probably fake news. It's fake news, fake news.
I think she might even be richer than you.
Oh, God, that one really hurt. Okay. my face has gone a paler shade of orange. Oh, God, hang on a second. Could you just hold on, just on the line for it a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go, changing lines. Yes, hello, Kellyanne. Is there any way we can leak that Oprah was born in another country so she's excluded from making it to president? Remember we did that with Barack, Kellyanne? Remember that? That was fun. Remember that?
Mr. Trump, you haven't changed lines. We're still on the line. You're live here in Melbourne.
No, nos hables, señor Trumpos. Nos colos tomorrows for Trumpos. Oh, God, I totally fooled him.
Mr. Trump, we're still here.
Kellyanne, is there anywhere we can build a wall around this phone call? Kellyanne. Oh, and I lost the nuclear codes again,
okay,
Kellyanne.
Thank you. It's President Trump there on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing?
The lines are open right now, 131060. If you have an amazing story, get on the phones. It will be judged by a panel of amazing story experts in Fifi, Fev and Dave over here. 131060 is the number.
Yeah, please do. In fact, I'm going to kick it off today. I've got an amazing story because something happened the other day and honestly, it was like the stars aligned. This stuff doesn't happen. So I was going for a drive and I had Byron in the car and I was driving, we were just talking about them before, Mercedes-Benz Brighton, who frequently sponsor our show, do a great job. I was driving one of their cars and because it's so good, it told me to check my tyres, the car. And I was like, Byron, the car is telling me to check the tyres. We better do that. We pulled into a service station and Byron was checking the tyre pressure and he went, oh, this one's flat. And then we looked and there was a massive nail. I've ridden over a nail at some stage, which I don't know how because I haven't frequented a building site. So then we were running late for our appointment, Byron, and I have thought, what are we going to do? We've got no time. I've looked to my right. There was a mechanic right next door to the service station. I looked to my left of the car. There was a taxi. So took the car to the mechanic. He fixed the tyre for me. Said to the taxi driver next to me, hey, would you be able to take my friend and I to our appointment we're going to? He said, I would love to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a place you expected to see a taxi either. Very, well, very weird place to see a taxi.
Fair. What, in the city?
No. Think about it. Think about it. Crisis. Fev, I was nearly crying going, I can't afford to get a flat tyre.
Fair.
And it was like...
Is it amazing?
The sky parted.
You know there's a button on the Mercedes you just and it fixes itself?
Not when there's a nail in it.
Fev,
anyway.
I'm going to break this down quickly.
Hmm.
Every second petrol station has a service station. Next to it. There's a mechanic always next to a set, like a petrol station. It's just what they do.
It's sort of interesting.
Oh, Dave, press that button.
I'll tell you what else is amazing.
Mm. Oh. No, but the cabbie's just a smart cabbie. He's like, well, obviously they put their car in. People need to drive away from it. You can't because your car's at the service station.
I thought that was amazing. I wasn't even late to
the
appointment.
Brother. I feel you. You know what else is amazing? I think all the people in the cars will be thinking the same thing that are tuned into 101.9 The Fox on R&B Fridays. That we, it's our biggest thing, R&B Fridays. Everyone's up and about, and we're playing Ed Sheeran album.
Well, it's a big release.
That's not R&B though. But anyway,
so
I think
find that amazing?
That's amazing.
Okay.
Yes, it's amazing.
That's more just Bev, a Bev editorial piece.
I've told you this before, rangers and bangers, mate. R&B.
13 10 60.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, and Byron.
You're heading into a weekend, you want to know that your stories are amazing that you're going to tell at dinner parties or at barbecues, and we're here to judge them, Fief.
Yes, we are. Now, we've got Franca from Camberwell. Hi, Franca.
Hi, Fifi. I've got an amazing story.
Oh, fantastic, now, Franca. Yep, tell us.
I met you about 5 years ago at the races.
Oh, okay.
And I looked at you, and I didn't tell my friend who was with me, I didn't tell anyone. I thought, she's having a baby. She looks too beautiful, too glowing. And you wore a yellow and black print dress. And I wore a big red hat and a black dress. And my girlfriend wore black and white. I don't know if you remember, so many years ago now.
Yeah,
five.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
do?
Yeah, I remember
well, I've
that
got
time.
The photo. I have actually got the photo.
Yeah.
Prove it. You're better than the Paps.
I think you should
get a baby bump.
See, I've got four kids of my own. And I've got this thing that when I look at someone, I think, yep, that's right. She's pregnant. I thought to myself, she's beautiful. She's pregnant. She looked too good. And I kept it to myself till it came out in the media.
Wow. Look at
so
that.
So you knew I was pregnant before I told anyone?
Yep.
Franca. It's a close that's amazing. That's amazing.
But just needs a little twist.
No, it doesn't. Franca, I think
come
that's amazing.
On.
I love that you knew I was pregnant. Do you know what? I love that.
Because I'm in my late 50s, right? And I'm, you know, I've just got this thing that I can tell.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Franca.
Franca, you're the best.
We can all do that. I've seen Fia.
Bye, Franca.
See you after a couple of drinks at the races. She always looks like she might start a baby. You just never know.
Hey, all right, we're out of here.
Didn't like that one, Foxy. And she's out the door.
It's normally Fev walking out.
Hey, why have we only got one? Is that it?
Yeah, sorry, mate. We have to finish on time.
Sorry.